SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the cleanup begins following the collapse of a bridge in Baltimore.
Crews are undertaking the complicated work of removing steel and concrete. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the top priority is to recover the bodies of four workers who were on the bridge, followed by reopening shipping channels to the port.
Every time we move a piece of the structure, the situation could become even more dangerous.
President Biden will travel to Baltimore at the end of the week. What will he see?
We have a ship that is almost the size of the Eiffel Tower that weighs about as much as the Washington Monument that's sitting in the middle of the Patapsco River.
Some barges and tugs stuck in the port of Baltimore since the collapse are also scheduled to pass through the channel on their way out of the harbor. I'm Ed Donahue.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports on states that could have abortion measures on the ballot in 2024.
Voters in seven states, California, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Montana, Ohio, and Vermont, have already sided with abortion rights supporters on ballot measures since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade and removed the nationwide right to abortion. Access or restrictions in other states have been decided by legislatures, mainly along partisan lines. In some states, including Arkansas and Arizona, the question of an abortion vote is whether amendment supporters can get enough valid signatures. In others, it's up to the legislature. I'm Norman Hall.
Donald Trump has posted a $175 million bond in his New York civil fraud case, halting collection of the more than $454 million he owes and preventing the state from seizing his assets to satisfy the debt while he appeals. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 240 points, the NASDAQ rose 17, with the S&P 500 index lower by 10, oil up to $83.71 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Thailand's lower house overwhelmingly approved a gay marriage bill. If the measure becomes law, it would make Thailand the first Southeast Asia country to allow homosexuals to legally wed. The bill now goes to the Senate, which rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house, and then to the king for royal endorsement. Asia is seen as a more socially conservative region, but aggressive campaigns by international LGBT organizations are beginning to make inroads. This is SRN News. A new Scottish law against hate crimes is stirring up controversy, correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A contentious new law against hate speech has come into force in Scotland. It's being praised by some, but criticised by others, who say its sweeping provisions could criminalise religious views and that the law could have a chilling effect on free speech. The Act makes it an offence to stir up hatred on the basis of characteristics including age, disability, religion, sexual orientation, and transgender identity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Author J.K. Rowling attacked the new law in a post on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, quote, "The new legislation is wide open to abuse by activists who wish to silence those of us speaking out about the dangers of eliminating women's and girls' single-sex spaces." More details at srnnews.com.